Max Chancy. In verse 15. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, so teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Okay, this will actually be our session 5 of Matthew. Okay, Matthew 28, as you read, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And we concluded by saying that the authority of Christ is in the believer, right? And the authority is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, right? We said that, and also, it is this reality that the disciples should be taught that heaven and earth has happened, right? The reality that the Holy Ghost is indwelling man, the man who believes in Christ's resurrection. So we can say heaven and earth. So we can say that heaven and earth is what should be taught. Can we say that? Can we say what should be taught should be heaven and earth? Yes. So he says, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. What has he commanded them? Heaven and earth has taken place in the resurrection. Do you understand? So what should be taught to be heaven and earth? And heaven and earth, that just means concerning spirituals. So heaven and earth is the indwelling of the Spirit. And we've said that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of Christ. Right? The Spirit is Christ in the resurrection. The Spirit is Christ in the resurrection. The Spirit is Christ in resurrection. Therefore, this must be taught in Christ. So you cannot teach the Holy Spirit, you cannot teach concerning the Spirit outside Christ, because it's the Spirit of Christ in the resurrection. So to explain the Spirit outside Christ is to teach heresy. The Spirit will be taught in Christ. Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we got to look at how Paul explained the Spirit. First, we saw that the Holy Spirit is what we have received in the new birth. We read that, right? What we received in the new birth as Christ's work. Galatians 3:2. He said, "This I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law, or by the hearing of faith?" In verses 3, he now said, "Are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the Spirit, you are now being made perfect by the flesh." Haven't begun in the Spirit. So to be born again is to receive the Holy Ghost. To be born again is to begin in the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Or do you not know that he who is joined to the harlot is one body with her? For the two shall become one flesh. For he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him." Verses 19. "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, whom you have of God? You are not your own." I just read chapter 6, verse 19. Right? Sorry. Chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you?" So the Spirit dwells in us permanently in the new birth. When you say, "Don't you know your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost?" Temple naos. So God dwells in us permanently in the new birth. Hallelujah. So because of this indwelling, because of the Spirit of God in the believer, we can say the believer is spiritual. Hallelujah. So in 1 Corinthians 12:1, it says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. We said that the background will be what? Chapter 11, verse 17 to 18. He said, now in giving this instruction, I do not praise you, since you come together not for the better but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. So the background of 1 Corinthians 12:1 will be 1 Corinthians 11:17-18, which is in their gathering. They had divisions, strifes, envy. So the background will be 1 Corinthians 12:1, right? I mean, the background will be 1 Corinthians 11:17-18. That'll be the background to 1 Corinthians 12:1. And Paul will address it from Moses' tabernacle in mind. Was that what we said? Yeah, Paul will be addressing it from Moses' tabernacle in mind. So Paul will have Moses' tabernacle. At the back of everything will be Moses' tabernacle. So he will explain or address that issue in their gathering using Moses' tabernacle in mind. So, are you with me? So, in addressing the issue of 1 Corinthians 11:17-18, Paul would do that in chapter 12, verse 1, right? So he would tell us on what the gathering should be. So Paul is in chapter 12:13-14. Paul will now explain how the gathering should be, because in their gathering they had strifes and what? And divisions, right? They had heresies, which will be divisions. Now they had that in their gathering. So Paul now wants to address what the gathering should be. Do you understand? So he will now teach spirituals. Do you understand? So why will Paul teach spiritual? Because that is to show that their gathering should be what? Spiritual. Do you understand? Are you following me? The gathering should be spiritual. So he will teach on how the gathering should be spiritual, and the emphasis will be on the fact that for the profit of all, let's put it that way, or the emphasis will be in the profit of all, everybody. Do you understand me? That is 1 Corinthians 12:7. It says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit with that. So the profit of all. So he will use that word profit of all. In chapter 14, we'll find him, that same chapter 12, we'll find Paul use the word one body, one spirit. Do you understand me? We are all one body that is one spirit. Are you following that? Hallelujah. Look at 1 Corinthians 12:1 again. So when it says concerning spiritual gifts, now when you say, oh, the gift is actually italicized, right? The gift, that word gift is italicized, means it's not in the original. But if you look at it critically, you can still just, it's not out of place like that to put the word gift, because Paul will still speak concerning what? The gift in the spirit. Do you understand? So it's not really out of place. So he said, I do not want it to be ignorant. That is the word agnoio. Agnoio is a word that implies to be willful, or to, the word that implies willful ignorance. Willful ignorance. Why would they use the word I don't want you to be ignorant? Because we've read from 1 Corinthians 1:7. From 1 Corinthians 1:7, it says, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see that? You came short in no gift. So Paul has already admitted that they came short in no gift. Do you understand? So what Paul is saying has, when he says you came short in no gift, I want you to listen to that. Paul is saying has nothing to do with number of gifts. Just as I say, you came behind the meeting, you can come. No, Paul is not having to, you know what Paul is talking about, say, has got nothing to do with the number of gifts. When I have 4 or 3, no. Has nothing to do with number. But rather, you have no lack in the charisma of God. Do you understand? That's what Paul is saying. You have no lack in the charisma of God. That word gift is the word charisma. You have no lack. That word gift is the word charisma, as I said, from the Greek word charis, which implies what is freely given. So charisma is what is freely given that remains with you. What is freely given that remains with you? Charisma, what is freely given that remains with you? So from what we have been studying, what is the charisma of God? What have we received that remains with us? Do you understand me? So from what we've been studying, the charisma of God is what we received at the new birth, which is the Holy Ghost. So the charisma of God is God's Spirit, or the charisma of God is the Spirit of God. Right? Hallelujah. So we'll go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So when you say you came behind in no gift, so automatically it means that the believer is not, does not lack the charisma of God. Hallelujah. So we could then say that the church at Corinth, when you say they came behind in no gift, has to do with the fact that they had the gift, or they had the gift of God in operation in their midst. Do you understand me? Or in their lives. Do you understand me? So the gift, they came behind in no gift. So in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, look at verses 1 verse 4. He says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences in ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it's the same God who works all in all. So look at what Paul now does. He went ahead to say, see, there are diversity. That word diversity is the word diuresis. Diuresis, D-I-A-I-R-E-S-I-S, diuresis. It implies a part of the same. A part of the same. So that is diuresis, different part of the same. Meaning in the charisma. No, remember we just said the charisma of God in the new birth is the Spirit, right? The Spirit of God is God's charisma. Now, listen. Now, meaning in the charisma of God you have different gifts. Tell us, Andy. In the charisma of God you have different gifts, ministries and operations of the same Spirit. That's what he said. Because he used the word differences, diversities for gifts, for operations, and for ministries. So you have this in the Spirit. Generally, are you following that? They are where? In the Spirit. And you will get to see later on that he calls the Spirit what? The body of Christ. Do you understand? Hallelujah. So they are in the Spirit. So where are the gifts? The gifts are in the Spirit. Are you following me? Okay. Quickly, let's move one step further. The gifts are in the Spirit. So when it goes to verse 7, he now said, but the manifestation, that word manifestation, we are seeing the word manifestation speaking. Manifestations. if I say it again, the word manifestation is the word phanerosis. Phanerosis. It's from the word phaneru. Phaneru implies to make visible. Do you understand? To make visible or to make clear. We have the word phaneru used in 1 John 3 verse 2. 1 John 3 2. Am I a bit fast? 1 John 3 2. Beloved, now we are children of God. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but Chanoya be, that's the word, what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is revealed. To make clear. Do you understand? To make clear. So phanerosis implies a coming to light. So he said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit with that. The coming to light. So when Paul, listen to this. So when Paul was to mention what the manifestation, what is in the manifestation, he mentioned, he listed up nine gifts, nine faculties, and he said they were in the Spirit. So the manifestation of the Spirit is given to profit with that. Right? That's it, to one is given. So he talking about the manifestation. Or in Paul mentioning what is in the manifestation, he mentioned nine faculties and he said they are in the Spirit in verse 11. Look at verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Do you understand me? As he wills. So where are they in the Spirit? Say one and the same Spirit works all these things. Do you understand me? So they are in the Spirit. So in that manifestation, we have the nine gifts, we have the nine faculties. So what Paul is saying is that these nine faculties or these nine endowments, which is called gifts, are found in the gifts. Do you understand me? These nine charisma are found in the charisma. Now, why do we say the charisma is the Spirit? Because you know the word charisma is because Paul mentioned nine. That is why those who will transcribe. Or those who translated scriptures use the word gifts, but in the original gifts, I've said this most often, many times, that the word gifts, charisma, is not in plural, right? So it's not left for the translators to do what? To know where to put the word or how to use the word when they are translating. So context will take preeminence. Are you following me? Context will take preeminence because Paul is mentioning nine, so it's not out of place for them to put the word gifts. But actually, we know the charisma. Charisma is what singular, and charisma is the Spirit. So what Paul is saying, what Paul is saying is that you remember he has used the word diaresis, meaning different parts of the same. Do you understand me? So these nine he's mentioning will be found where. In the Spirit. These are abilities in the Spirit. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. Something we must not miss out in that verse 7. Look at it very well. It says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. That word profit of all is the Greek word somphero. A word you find in he has used earlier on in chapter 6, verse 12. Chapter 6, verse 12, he says, All things are lawful for me, But not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. That is the word helpful. Profitable. Are you hearing me? In chapter 7, verse 35, I say, and this I say, for your own profit. Not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction. That is the word profit. You find it also in chapter 10, verse 23. Chapter 10, verse 23 and 33. 23, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but all things, but not all things edify. You see that? Look at verse 33. Just as I also please all men and all things, not speaking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. So that's the word profit, some Pharaoh. That word implies what is of benefit to everyone. What is of benefit? So what is he saying? Paul is saying that the manifestation of the Spirit. Well, let's put it like this. So, since Paul has mentioned the nine, right, and he said it's found in that manifestation. Do you understand me? He said the nine abilities are found in that manifestation, right? So, since Paul is mentioning nine abilities in the Spirit, and he said they are in the manifestation, right? So, therefore, we can say what is in the manifestation is for the benefit of everyone in the body of Christ. Do you understand me? Say for the profit of all in the church. Do you understand that? All in the church. So the abilities in the Spirit is for the profit of everyone in the body. Very important. Everyone in the body of Christ. So the primary focus of the manifestation of the Spirit the primary focus of the manifestation of the charisma of God is for the profiting of the body of Christ. It's for the profiting of the body of Christ. So that is the primary focus. The primary focus is the body. Do you understand me? The primary focus of the gift or of the manifestation of the charisma of God is the body of Christ. Do you understand? So let's get that straight. The primary focus of the manifestation of the Spirit is for the body, the ecclesia. So we're going to see that. The ecclesia, the body of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's something that must not be lost in our study. Something that must not be lost. Because we get to chapter. For the prophet of all, in chapter 14, he uses the word oikodomio. He uses the word oikodomio. That is the word to edify. So he that prophesies does what he said. Now, when he spoke about he that prophesies, he said it's for what? Edification and comfort. Right? So it brings in edification. Now you see, Paul's primary focus in chapter 14, chapter 12, 13, 14 is where the church, the body of Christ. Do you understand? So meaning the operation of the Spirit will be done where? In the ecclesia. Will be found in the ecclesia. Are you hearing me? The manifestation of, what is in the manifestation is for what? The ecclesia. So the ecclesia will now be what? The ecclesia will be the primary focus. So Paul because of the fact that the ecclesia is in view, the body is in view, Paul will now go ahead to use the word one body in verses 12, 13 and 27. Look at verses 12. He says, for as the body has, for the body is one and has many members, for all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13, for by one spirit, actually they changed that to in my Bible, that's why you heard me pause there. Say, for in one spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Did you see that? Hallelujah. For by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or Greek, whether slaves or free, we have all been made to drink into one spirit. So he talks about the fact we are baptized into one body. He said we have been made to drink in one spirit. Jesus, I'm taking note of that. Look at verse 27. He says, now you are the body of Christ. That word, you are the body of Christ, is not one person. No. He's writing to the church. If you say one person, no, one person cannot be the body of Christ. But he says, you are the body of Christ. And what did he now say? And what? Members individually. So meaning are coming together in salvation, we all are members of Christ's body. Do you understand me? We are the body of Christ together. Hallelujah. So Paul called the body of Christ the Spirit. So the body of Christ is the Spirit. Look at Ephesians 4. Look at Ephesians 4. Verse 4. He said there is one body, that is one Spirit. So the one body, so the body of Christ is the Spirit. As believers, we are united in the Spirit of Christ. We are all united in the Spirit of Christ. All believers. We are united in the Spirit of Christ. So when I hear manifestation of the Spirit, when I hear the word manifestation of the Spirit, I must not look away from the church of Christ. When you hear manifestation of the Spirit, don't look away. Don't say, the manifestation. No. When you hear the word manifestation of the Spirit, don't look away from the church, from the ecclesia. When I hear the gift of the Spirit, I must not see myself first. Do you understand me? So when it comes to the gift of the Spirit in the ecclesia, you must not see yourself first. Do you understand me? You are given a tongue and interpretation, you are saying, no, let me just make them know that I'm good in this thing. Oh, it's like the ego, the father, the dad. No. You are missing it. Do you understand me? You're missing the focus is where the church. And why the church? Profit of all. Edification, right? Edification. So my giving a tongue and interpretation is not to make someone know that I know how to give a tongue. No. Or word functioning, or I'm giving a word of knowledge. This guy too is good. I have messed up in that area years back. Hallelujah. To do that, years back, let them know that the prophet of the school is here. So just give it. Just give word of knowledge. This, that. Several. Most times, it's called that the word of knowledge you are giving is just words of doom. You know what I mean? You have never seen anything good. The generator of school will spoil. However, that guy is the prophet. you are just showing forth some. Let me show you that the minister of God in this house. You're just giving those words. When it happens, this guy is the man of God. He's like the man of God. Not the pointing up and down. But because you are trying to make sure you are the one sin, or you are just, that is showmanship. That is showmanship. So in the gift, in the manifestation of the Spirit, listen to me, flowing with the gift in the Spirit, I must see the church first, not myself. It's not showmanship. So there's no room for showmanship. There's no room to say, let them know our prophet is here. The prophet has come. The prophet has come. You see, what you might be saying might even be correct. But you know, the major fact that it is showmanship has disqualified everything you are doing. Do you understand? The major fact that you have switched to showmanship. You know, it's just so easy. See, when we get to talk about, discuss these gifts, you will see what I said. One can easily flow into the flesh. You can just flow into the flesh. And you are given a word of knowledge, and you have just diverted into the flesh. You can just flow. Even while you are talking, you can easily just flow out. So that is why you must keep yourself in check. That is not me. No, it's your edification. So that must be in your mind. Let this mind be in you, that it is not you. Do you know what I mean? Let this mind be in you, that the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the profit of all. Do you know what I mean? It's given for the profit of what? Of all. Then just have that mind in you. You know, if we have this kind of, if believers have this mind, there will be no need for some funny things that we have around. Do you know what I mean? So you know, okay, let me make you know that this prophecy, this word I've given you will come to pass. So make you know that I'm the prophet. Can I tell you some things that have been happening to you lately? This is that you now flew in your village.
Yeah.
It's show my shit. You switched. This is that you switched. You switched. Could you have been correct? Yes. Even with what you now saw afterwards, yes. But you have switched. This is that whatever thing that is good, okay, we'll get there.
Hallelujah.
We'll get there. Hallelujah. So I must not see myself first. I must see the church of Christ. And that is for profit. I must see the church of Christ first.
First.
Primary. Primary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.